Blog Talk Radio.
No. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we're blessing you this morning, Father God. We're giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We know that you are King of Kings. We know that you are Lord of Lords. We know that you are the great shepherd. And, Lord, I thank you for keeping us away from the wolves. Oh, God, I thank you for keeping us in the palm of your almighty hand. You're keeping us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from every serpentine spirit, every ruling spirit. Oh, God, you're keeping us from evil. Oh, God, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you're keeping us from the evil one and the evil ways. You are bringing us closer with you, oh, God. Satan, the Lord rebukes you in the name of Jesus. Let every enemy perish at your rebuke, O Lord. Let the enemy flee, O Father, at your rebuke, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy sent against our lives. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls until they submit. In Jesus' name, rebuke those that rush at us, O God, and let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O Lord. Rebuke the horse and the chariot, and let them fall into the deep sleep, O God. O God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. In the name of Jesus, we release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of the nostrils rebuke. Let the blast of your nostrils, O Lord, rebuke our enemy. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the enemy with flames of fire, O God. In the name of Jesus, let a thousand flee at your rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, devil, we rebuke you that you would try to close upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor your holy presence like never before. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning in Jesus' holy name. Father, I thank you for everyone who's on Bible Story Land this morning and those who are coming on. I thank you, Father God, for every live listener that's on with us, oh God, and those who will listen later in the name of Jesus, those who will listen on Twitter, on Facebook, on Blog Talk, whatever way you decide for them to listen, we ask you to bless them, give them strength in their bodies, give them peace of mind, give them more of you and less of themselves, oh God. We're praying that prayer for all of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we're lifting up our children this morning as it is Children's Day in Jesus' name. And children are our heritage, oh God. You esteem our children highly, and so do we, oh God. You said allow the children to come unto you and let them not be stopped, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you this morning. We bless and honor you and give you thanks and glory, for your name is holy. Your name is awesome. Your name is righteous. Your name is great, Lord God Almighty. Your name is Jehovah. Oh, thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for covering us with your almighty feathers. Thank you for your precious blood that protects us and keeps us in your almighty palm. Thank you this morning that you are holy God, and that there are all things are possible through you. Forgive us when we limit you, O God. Take care of our children. Rescue our children out the hands of the enemy, O God. Pull them on your righteous path. Save every child in our nation. Save every child in the world. Save the children and their families, O God. Put them on the righteous, holy path. Shepherd our children like never before. Teach them your ways, O God. Train them up in the most holy way, Father. I thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless their parents, their grandparents, their extended families, O God. Keep them close by your side, oh God. We rebuke rebellion in our children. We rebuke everything in our children that's not of you. And we lose peace of mind to our children. We say peace is their portion. We lose obedience to our children. We say that they will be obedient to you, obedient to their parents in Jesus' name. We bless and honor you this morning. We give you praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Hallelujah. Have your way on Bible Storyland this morning. Remember our children, oh God. Rescue them out the pits of hell in Jesus' name and keep them on your holy path, oh God. Oh, Father God, send fire against the wolves that are coming against our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're praising the Lord. We're saying hallelujah to our King. Welcome to each of you this morning. Today is Children's Day. Our children are our precious heritage that the Lord gave us. Yes, he gave us precious children, and they are precious in his sight. He said, don't stop them from coming to him. They are part of his kingdom, too. So when the children say, Mama, Daddy, I want to give my life to the Lord, don't say you too young. Don't stop them. Allow them to come forth, knowing that the Spirit of God is moving on them. And so the Word of God says in Psalms 127:4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. So we're thanking God this morning. Psalms 127:5 says, happy is the man that hath quiver, his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Hallelujah. We're thanking you this morning, oh God. In your word, we bless in your word. Psalms 128:3 says, the wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants around thy table. Hallelujah. Praise God for his word. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of the children are their fathers. Matthew 19:14, you know it. But Jesus said, you know Jesus is speaking to us on Bible Storyland. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Now, you know the Father loves our children. He loves them more than we do. He loves us more than our parents love us, you know, than they ever could. Like I said, today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. Yeah, we got the joy this morning. Our children got joy. Where? Down in my heart. Amen. You know, we want our children to have joy. So many children are sad today. They're in fear. They're running for their lives. I prayed for 3 young men on the street yesterday, telling them, praying for them, telling them that God wants them to stay out of trouble. He wants them to live long lives, but they can't stay in trouble. They got to run from trouble and run into the presence of the Most High God. So pray diligently for our children that they will run into the presence of the Most High God, that they would find Jesus, they would obey him, and they will have long, long lives, healthy lives, prosperous lives. They will have lives, you know, the kind of life that God wants them to have. God don't want them shot up on the street. He don't want them knifed up in the schools. He don't want them on drugs. No. God loves our children, and he wants our children to come to know him. He is their savior. He is their rescuer. Well, this morning, you know, we usually have Karen Itell with us, but she's not well this morning. So she wanted to come on anyway, and I said, no, woman of God, rest. So I'm going to pray for her right now. Lord Jesus, I lift up Karen Itell, your daughter, this morning, and I thank you for what you're doing for Karen Itell, even as she's resting on Bible Storyland this morning, Lord. I ask you to touch her body. I ask you, Lord, to send the word and heal Karen this morning, oh God. So, Father, we are thanking you. We are praising you. We are honoring you. We are giving you glory. We are giving you praise and thanksgiving. So, Lord, we thank you that you are a great healer, and anyone else who's not well this morning, touch their bodies. Heal them. Send the word, oh God. You are a great king and a mighty healer. There is nothing impossible to you. We acknowledge you as Lord. Well, this morning we have with us Minister Donna Hawkins, and she's going to be singing on Children's Day to the glory of the Father. Good morning, Minister. Donna, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Minister G. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, awesome, and the Lord thanking him for life and strength in my body.
Yes, ma'am. Listen to this. My husband and I sponsored our annual Kwanzaa celebration at our church last night. We had a wonderful time. The youngest one was a few months old, and the eldest was my mom, who's 87. My mother-in-law, who's 84, was there, too. We had a wonderful celebration.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Wow, I wanted to be there, too.
This is something that we do every year. Kwanzaa started back in 1966, and a lot of people have just let the celebration die, but we're carrying it on because we love the principles that are involved in Kwanzaa. The word Kwanzaa means first fruit, and the first day of Kwanzaa is Umoja, which means unity, and if you look at Psalms 133, that's what it's all about. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Well, last night was the second day of Kwanzaa, and that's called Kujichagulia. And Kujichagulia means self-control. And we have to be in control of our own self. He who controls his own tongue is mightier than one who takes a city. So we've got to learn how to control our tongues, control our thoughts, and think on the pleasant things that the Lord wants us to think about. The third day of Kwanzaa is called Ujima. And that means working together cooperatively. And we know that if we work together, we can get more done than working apart. And then the fourth day of Kwanzaa is Ujima, and that means sharing what we have. And we have to learn to do that. If your brother needs a piece of bread, we need to feed him. If your brother is thirsty, we need to give him drink. That's what the Lord would have us to do. And the fifth day of Kwanzaa is called Nia, and Nia means purpose. And we know that all things work together for the good of them who are the called according to his purpose. And then the sixth day of Kwanzaa is called Kuamba, and that means creative. And the Lord has given all of us special gifts, and we're able to make some things. Only God can create. Only God can make something from nothing. But he's given us the ability to make things, things that will help other people. Look at what George Washington Carver did with the sweet potato and with the peanut, and he's given us the ability too. And then the last day of Kwanzaa is called Imani, and that means faith. And we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And without it, we are not able to please God. We've got to have faith. Faith that maybe we had some problems in 2013, but we already know that 2014 is going to be a better year because God is in control and he's in control of everything. So we had a wonderful celebration last night. We really did.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you. What are you going to sing this morning? That was awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Well, you are welcome. I'm going to do Kumbaya because I just feel like it fits with Kwanzaa. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody's singing, Lord, come by here. Somebody's singing, Lord, come by here. Somebody's singing, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here.
Amen. Ooh, I love that song. I used to sing that all the time and teach the children to sing that. Come by here. No matter what age we are, we need the Lord to come by us. Come by us, little Lord. Kumbaya means come by here, Lord. Stop by here. Remember us, Lord. Don't leave us, Lord. Come on by, Lord God. You're welcome, Lord. So I thank you, Minister Donna, for that song. Oh, my God, I love it. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank beautiful. You.
Beautiful. Give your mother and your mother-in-law a hug for me. Tell them Happy New Year.
Yes, ma'am. I'll do it.
All right. Well, we miss Miss Ludell. I don't think she's coming on this morning. She told me she has to go to a home going for one of her friends. And, you know, Miss Ludell is 91 plus. And I just thank God for Miss Ludell, who usually come on and sing and give us words of encouragement. She'll be back next week. The Lord allows, so we're thanking the Lord for you who are on with us this morning. I want to ask each of you a question, you know, and I want you to think about this question. You know, as things are changing in the world now, things are not the way they were when I was a little girl. Even when our parents, my parents and my grandparents were little, things are changing in this world. But, you know, God is constant. He said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. God never changed. So I want to ask you this question, and I already know the answer that you're going to give me. Would you allow your child or your children to go into a lion's den with hungry lions? I already know the answer. I know the answer already. So you know what? I'm going to put Sister Donna on live. I know what she's going to tell me. Hey, Sister Donna, how are you? Sister Donna? Sister Donna Emmanuel. She must have a phone on mute, but she's going to come on later.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I wouldn't let him go. I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Amen, amen. Miss Sister Donna lives in Jacksonville, Florida, and she has two great sons. Two great. I mean, she and her husband, Brother David, raised two great sons. So I want you to answer me that question. I know the answer already, but would you put your sons in a lion's den that were hungry, even if they wasn't hungry? Would you put them there, Sister Donna?
No, I would not, though.
I know. No. You love those boys. I got the pleasure of meeting the youngest one. What's his name, Sister Donna? I can't remember at the moment.
Dante.
Handsome young man. Very brilliant young man, very talented. And I know she and Brother David would not put their children in a lion's den, whether the lions were hungry or not. Well, you know what? I want to ask each of you the same question. Would you put your children in a lion's den, whether they're hungry or not? I already know that you're going to tell me no. But you know what? When you send your children to a school where there's murder, where the murder rate is even going up every day, where there's sexual crimes are committed against them, drugs can be given to them or sold to them, they can get condoms, they can get birth control pills without your knowledge. This is only a few things that is happening in our nation's schools. you know, the schools, they're becoming a den, a lion's den when we send them. I'm talking, you know what, I'm talking about sending them where there's not, the rules are not enforced. Where will your child complete their education? You know, we need to start praying about our children's future education. You know, some people now are pulling them out of these schools where they're getting gunned down. You know the Columbine murder situation. They went in and slaughtered some children. You know the situation a few years ago. I can't even call the name of the place right now, but you know it happened recently. I think it was in Oregon where this young man, deranged, went in and just shot up the children. I mean innocent children who were studying in school. So, you know, as parents, we need to diligently pray for our children's future education. You know, will you homeschool them? What are you going to do? Will you send them to a Christian school? You're going to send them to public education? What are you going to do? How will you educate your children? Will you educate them at your own home? You know, the Lord gives us that commandment now in Deuteronomy. He gives us that as parents. He said, listen, parents. He said, I want you to do this for your children. Now, in Deuteronomy 6:7, he said, these are parental duties. I want you to teach them. How often, Lord, should I teach them? In the morning, in the afternoon, and at night before they go to bed. So that sounds like all day long to me. All day long to teach them. Now, he also said that we're to train them up. Now, if they're going somewhere, you know, like the church or somewhere, we hoping they're training them, but you usually go to your Sunday school class and they go to theirs, so we don't really know what they're being taught. And when we ask them, well, what did you learn in Sunday school? Jesus. Well, what else? They don't hardly remember. And even sometimes when I go to class, I don't remember. I'm like, ooh, if I didn't take notes and study my notes, I don't remember. You know why? Because I have to study for myself. God didn't, I don't remember reading in the Word where God said, I want you to go to Sunday school every Sunday. I want you to go to Wednesday. Uh-uh. He did say, gather together, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves. But you know what? He said, I want your Caritha to study the Word, to show yourself pleasing to me, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And then he told the parents, he said, listen, I want you to provide for your children. So not only food, but provide education for them, provide clothes for them, provide training for them, provide wisdom and knowledge of God's ways. He wants them trained to his ways. He don't want to train to the world's ways because the world going to teach him about the devil. The world going to teach him about witchcraft. The world going to teach him how to tattoo their bodies, how to take drugs. He don't want them trained that way. He said, I want you to nurture your children. You know, nurture, hug them. You know, I don't care how big they are. You know what? I was 40 and still hugging on my mom and my daddy sitting in their lap. I was in my 40s. Still, they were loving on me. He said, I want you to control your children. Now, you know what? I don't know about y'all, but I know when I was growing up, women, sometimes they were single women. They carried belts in their apron pocket. They use them on the bus. They use them in the grocery store. They ain't wait till you got back home. They say, oh, no, wherever you doing what you doing wrong, we're going to get you right here. He said, we're to love. So we got to control them. Most children are controlling their parents. They go like, I want them. I want them. I want this. I want that. But God said, no, we got to control them. We don't care what they want. What they want may not be good for them. Now, if they say, I want Jesus, yeah, you can have Jesus and more of him. You can have more of Jesus every day. He said he wants us to correct them. So when you see them doing wrong, correct them. I don't care if they're sitting in your lap, correct them. I don't care if they're at school. Go up there and check on them. My mother checked on me every year. She said, Caritha ain't never had no problems in school, but if she begins, send me a note. We ain't having no telephone. She said, she's going to bring it. I knew better than to hide it or tear it up. I bet you I better bring it, but I ain't never have to bring one. I thank the Lord. My parents didn't play. My father said, he called my name a certain way, and I knew that meant to straighten up. So So I was well trained. Train them up. He said to correct them in Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 19:18, correct them. Proverbs 22:15, Proverbs 23:13, correct them. Now he also said to instruct, Deuteronomy 4:9, instruct, Deuteronomy 6:7, instruct, Deuteronomy 11:19, instruct, Deuteronomy 31:13, instruct, Proverbs 78:5, instruct, Proverbs 22:6, instruct, Isaiah 28:9, instruct, John 21:15. Didn't remember the scriptures I just called out to you? Call me, I'll give them to you. You know God ain't playing, especially when it comes to our children. He don't want them killed on the street. But when disobedience is reigning in the land, it's killing our land and our children live on it. I'm crying out for the children. I ain't just doing it one day. I'm crying out for them daily. I'm asking the Lord to save our children. Now, I want you to listen to something in just a few minutes. And listen carefully. You know, a few things are happening in our nation's schools. Our nation's schools are becoming a lion's den. I'm talking about God. You know, I'm talking about God. He gave parents the responsibility of training and teaching their own children, Deuteronomy 6:7. And I read to you about the parental duty. Take them seriously. Take them seriously. Some people say, well, the law say I can't correct them. But guess what? The law killing them. They shooting them down in the street. And even people who are not of the law are killing them. They twisting the laws up. Law wrong is becoming right nowadays. And right becoming wrong. They're killing them up. So we got to look out for our children. Let's consider God's ways. Let's follow God's ways. And train up our own children the way they should go. Let's not leave it to the Bible school teachers or the Sunday school teachers, but let's leave it, you know, to us. Let's take that responsibility ourselves and say, Lord, how do I train her? How do I train him in the way that they should go? God's going to tell them. Yes, he will. He ain't no respecter of persons, and he said, if you call on me, I'll answer you. So he'll tell you how to raise each one of your children. So thank you, Sister Donna, for participating with me. I know I called you off guard, but I thank you for doing it anyway. Now, you know, I want you to listen to something that I heard a few months ago on Facebook. So this is very, very important. Listen to this. All right, now that's not it, but it's coming. Hold on. Hold on, I'm looking for it. Hold on, it's coming right now. Listen.
Let us pray. I decree and declare, God, you granted to the children supernatural strength and ability of faith and good vital faith. I decree and declare, they are qualified to cherish this inheritance. I decree and declare, they are recognized of God. I decree.
Amen. That was a five-year-old boy that goes to Bishop T.D. Jakes' church. Now, you know his parents been training him up in the way that he should go. So I thank God for that prayer. He prayed for the children. I thank God. You know, he's a, I don't know how old he is now. You know, I saw it some time ago, but I thank God because our children need to be trained up. They need to be brought up, taught about God. That young man prayed a powerful prayer, 5 years old. So I thank God for them. Now, we have two beautiful, very smart children and their mother on with us this morning. They're going to sing for us. It's Minister Stacy, Jabria, Bianca Holman. They are mighty young, two mighty young women. I tell you what, I thank God their parents are training them up in the way that they should go. And you know what? God is really blessing those children. He's really blessing them. So I thank God for all he's doing on the children's behalf. Those two girls are powerful young girls. So I thank God for their parents. Train them up. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, Minister Donna. How Minister Stacy, how are you?
Good morning. Bless the Lord. How are you?
Amen, amen. She came on early with me this morning and undergirded me as I prayed this morning over the line. How was Jabri and Bianca this morning?
They're blessed. Amen. Bianca, Jabri.
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. Y'all ready to sing?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
What y'all gonna sing this morning?
I'm chasing after you.
Whoa! All right, we ready to hear that song. I'm chasing after you. Go ahead.
Hold on, let me get the Jabria. Amen.
Amen. There are nine and 6 years old, and they can sing. I thank God for their mother and their father who's trained them up. They're chasing after God this morning. You know, some children are not chasing after God because we ain't taught them how. Well, we got to teach them. We got to chase after God, too. And then we got to teach our children how to chase after God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Come on, y'all, come on, we'll say. I'm chasing after you. No matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you more and more, more and more, more. More and more, more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you more and more. chasing after you. No matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through just to be closer to you. I'm chasing after you. I'm chasing after you. No matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you. No matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more. More and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through just to be closer to you. I'm chasing after you. I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through just to be closer to you. I'm chasing after you. I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through just to be closer to you. I'm chasing after you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 More of you and less of us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can y'all do me a favor, Minister Stacy? Can you sing that song I really, really like with the girls? You know that song.
Yes, you love Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in my heart.
Your heart.
Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I let Jesus way down in my heart. Yes, I let Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo! Two songs. I love them. I'm chasing after you, God. And you know what? We all should be chasing after him. David in Psalms 42 says that he's panting after God like a deer pants after the water brook. He said his soul thirsts for God, the living God. He said his soul thirsts. When shall I come and appear before you, God? That's what David said, the psalmist. So, and you know, do you love Jesus way down in your heart? You know, we could kind of love him on the surface. We could just say, well, you know, we love you, but we don't trust you to heal us. We love you, Lord, but we don't trust you to protect us. We got to have an MP43, whatever that gun is. No, we don't trust you to protect us. So, you know, we got to have a knife. We don't trust you to lead us in the paths of righteousness. So, you know, we got to lead ourselves. No, no, no. We don't serve that kind of God. We serve the true and living God. So we love Jesus way down deep in our heart. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Jabria and Bianca.
Yes. That's Bianca.
While enjoying your vacation.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. I know God is good to you all because he gave you good parents. Who's training you up? Thank you so much, girls. Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome. God bless you, Sister Jean.
God bless
you. Thank
you
for your money.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, Jeremiah 3:15 says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. We are blessed to have as a guest speaker with us this morning, Minister James Sumter from Jacksonville, Florida. He's married to Sister Carol Sumter, and they have a daughter. He's a man of God who has knowledge and understanding of God's ways, and God is really doing an awesome thing in Minister James Sumter. So we are grateful every time he come on. I'm like, yay, Lord, thank you for the man of God. So you know God is a great God, and he, what did he say in Jeremiah 3:15? He said he will give us pastors according to his heart. So I say that Minister James Sumter is after God's heart. You know, he loves the Lord. And I tell you what, when you listen to him preach the word, you say, oh, yeah, he loves God. He loves God with all of his heart. Like the children said, way deep down in his heart, he loves God. And, you know, do you love Jesus? Oh, yeah, I must tell you, he loves Jesus way down deep in his heart. So I thank God for the man of God this morning. Good morning, Minister Sumter. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Blessing the Lord. How's your family?
All is well. Everybody's fine. Doing good.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for your sister is on with us this morning, Sister Thelma Holmes. I thank God for her. So hopefully before we hang up, she'll be able to give a testimony or give some words of encouragement or say a prayer. So I thank God she's on. So you ready to give the word this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're ready to listen.
All right. Let us pray. Again, God, we come this morning and we just exalt you. We magnify you, give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. For God, we declare that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father, we come now, and we honor you, and we worship you, and we praise you, and we bow down in submission to you. And, God, we pray, not our will, but thy will be done. Thank you again for the gift of your son, Jesus, and his shed blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of our sin. God, we thank you that he arose on the third day morning with all power and authority in his hand. And even now, Father, he sits at your right hand, for he's our elder brother. He's our high priest who's touched with the feeling of our infirmity. God, we come now and we plead the blood of Jesus on our hearts, on our lives, God. If we've committed any sins, God, in thought, word, or deed, we thank you that you say that we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all the righteousness. God, we thank you that you did not leave us comfortless, but you sent out to us another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who should abide with us forever. And God, we pray now through your Holy Spirit that you will lead us and guide us into all truth. For God, you say that your Holy Spirit will bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever thou hast told us. And now, God, we thank you for the power and authority of your word. And God, we pray now that as your word go forth, it shall not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish what it pleased and prosper where to it is set. And God, we thank you that your word shall go forth, God, and fall on good ground and catch root and spring up to everlasting life. And Father, I pray now, not my will, but thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, we thank God for this opportunity to share with you this morning on this Children's Day. And as Sister G stated earlier, Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And we thank God that God loves even children, and children are a heritage from the Lord. But God has written in his word, and he has told us as children that even as children we have a responsibility to our parents. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, the Bible tells in Ephesians 6:1, it says, children, here's our responsibility as children. And let me say this before I read this. Understand that as long as your parents are alive, to them, you will always be children. I know we grown. I know I'm 21. I know I'm 50. But please understand, to the parent, you will always be the children. And so the Bible says in Ephesians 6:1-4, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And he says, why should I do that? He says, because it is right. But when he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? For it is right. It is the right thing to do. It pleases God when we obey our parents. Then it says, by other responsibilities, that not only must I obey them, but then it says honor, reverence, respect, give honor, watch this, to your father and your mother. So I must obey, I must give honor to both parents, father and mother. And look how God explains it. Now, I love how the Bible explains itself. Because, why? Because it is the first commandment with promise. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? For this is right. Honor your father and your mother. Why? Because this is the first commandment with promise. So, it goes on to say in verse 3, so that it may go well with you and that ye may enjoy long life on the earth. Please understand, as children, disobedience, not being obedient to our parents, can shorten our days. But here he says, if you obey your parents, if you honor your mother and your father, he says, here's my promise to you, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. But it also tells the fathers in verse 4, it says, do not exasperate or do not provoke your children. Parents, don't provoke your children. Instead, he says, bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord. All right? He says, bring them up in the training of the Lord. And the Proverbs picks up on that in Proverbs 22:6. He says, in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, he or she should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Parents, that's our responsibility to train, to teach, to nurture our children. God did not give this responsibility to the school. God did not give this responsibility even to the church. And there's a misunderstanding. We say the church should train them. No. God gave that responsibility to parents. Parents train up your children. It didn't say the church. It didn't say someone else. It didn't say the Sunday school teacher. It didn't say the pastor. It's talking to parents. Parents train up your children in the way they should go. That is my responsibility as a parent, to teach, to train my daughter in the way that she should go. And watch this. Now, I can't just tell her what she should do. I must show her what she should do. So training me to actively participate, to get involved with your children, showing them the right way, not just telling them what to do, but showing them what to do. Because watch this. If I tell them one thing and do something else, it sends the child miss signals. So the child said, well, Mama, you don't do it, or Daddy, you don't do it, but you want me to do it. No. I must train the child. I must not just tell them, but I must show them the right way, or else the child will become confused. And I can't say, well, I'm the parent and you the child, you just do what I say. No, I must be the example to the child. If I'm going to teach them to love God, then I must show the love of God. If I'm going to teach them to be obedient to God, then I must be obedient to God. If I'm going to teach them about being respectful and honoring authority, then I myself must be respectful to others and honor authority. One of the biggest problems I think we have is parents not teaching their children to honor authority, those who have rule over them. That's why the schools are in such a disarray. Because children go to school and they don't honor, they don't respect their teachers. Well, where does that come from? A lot of that, not all of it, because most parents don't teach their children, I'm sure, to go to school and be disrespectful. But watch this. Children must learn how to honor their mother and their father. As they honor, respect, obey their mother and their father in turn, they will learn how to respect and obey those who have authority over them. And that's what the Bible says. We are to train them. We are to instruct them in the way that they should go. And when they are old, they should not depart from it. And the story that comes to my mind to validate, to back up what I'm saying, if you remember the prodigal son, he got up age. He thought he was grown. He wanted his heritage and he wanted to go and live his own life. He was tired of being with his father. He was tired of his father telling him what to do. So he wanted his portion, and he's going to go and be his own man. But look what happened. The father gave it to him, didn't argue with him, gave it to him. Son departed, blew his living, wasted his living because he thought he was grown. He thought he was a man. He thought he could handle life himself. He didn't need his father anymore. Only to discover that when he got out there, his money ran out, his friends ran out. And so watch this. The moral of the story was, he said to himself, when he finally came to his life, he remembered that, hey, I can go back home and I can tell my father, Father, I sinned against heaven and against you. I ain't no more worthy to be called that son. But watch this. Just treat me as one of the hired servants. I just want to come back up under your blessing. But watch this. The father never stopped looking for his son. He would constantly look for his son to come back home. And then finally one day he looks and he sees his son afar off, and the father runs and embraces him. He says, my son now, who once was dead, is now alive. Because God never stops looking for his children. Now, even though the son was trained properly, he was brought up under the fear and admonition of God, watch this, he decided one day that he wanted to do his own thing. The father let him go. But when he came to himself, when he remembered what his father had taught him, how he remembered how his father cared for him, he remembered how his father loved him, he remembered how his father sheltered him, he remembered how his father protected him, he remembered those things. And watch this. His training, because the father trained him properly, brought him back home. And that's what I'm saying. As parents, we must live a life in front of our children that one day, even though they may stray, and it's no guarantee, watch this, even though we train them correctly, Ultimately, the choice is theirs. Ultimately, the choice is theirs. But pray, plant that seed, train them up. And when they get old, when they come to themselves, when they realize, hey, mama was right, daddy was right, I've got to go back home because they taught me the right way, they showed me the right way. And now that teaching that you have taught them, that you have embedded in them from their youth up, it kicks in. It kicks in, and God stirs it up within them. And look what it does. The word of God that's been planted in them from their youth up. Now, at the moment, it seems as though it isn't working. They're living their life, want nothing to do with their parents. But watch this. Never give up. Just like the father never gave up on his son, never give up on your children. Because one day that word that has been planted, that been engrafted in them, will catch fruit, and that word will bring them back home. So one, he says, children, you must obey your parents, for it is right. Honor your father and your mother, because it is the first commandment with promise, so that it may go well with you, and that ye may enjoy a long life on the earth. And I love what Solomon said, or David said over here in Proverbs chapter 3. Listen to what he said in Proverbs chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Here he's instructing his son. He says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. But look what he said, verse 2. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them, he says, about thy neck. Write them upon the tablets of thine heart. So shalt thou find, verse 4 says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Here's what the word of God will do for us. Here's what obedience will do for us. He says, you shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Then he goes on to tell him in verse 5, he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Because, you know, sometimes as children we can get beside ourselves. We see our parents are old-fashioned. You know, they don't understand. They don't know what time it is. You know, this is a new generation. But understand, it's one thing about the word of God. I don't care what generation it is. I don't care what generation comes. The word of God is always true. I don't care what generation it is. I don't care how smart we think we are. The word of God always takes precedence. I don't care what generation it is. And please understand, I don't care what generation it is. The word of God will never change. Never. Didn't change back then. Won't change now. Won't change in the future. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, before one jot and one tittle, my word shall fail, both heaven and earth shall pass away. The word won't change. I don't care how smart we think we are. I don't care what generation comes. I don't care what century we in. The word of God will never change. It doesn't get old. The word of God is not old-fashioned. All right? And I know as we get older and mature, and then we go to school and we get education and we think we're smarter than our parents, and some of you think we're smarter than God, and I did this on my own because I got a degree on the wall. But understand this, I don't care what degree you have on the wall, I don't care how much education you have, I don't care what kind of job you have, listen, you will not make it without the word of God. You will not make it without knowing God. And that's what the Bible says. Listen, you got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And why he says, don't trust in your own understanding. Trust me, we are not smarter than God. We aren't. We are not smarter than God. Lean not unto your own understanding. He says, in all your ways acknowledge him. And look what he do. God says, I'll direct your path. So children, we must learn, no matter our age, We must always honor, we must always respect, we must always obey our parents in the Lord. No, he says, in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord. If they're telling you godly things, the right things to do, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, please understand, when it says obey your parents, it means more than just listening to them. All right? Obey comes from two words. It means hear and under. In other words, I can't hear and not obey. Oftentimes, when I was growing up, I remember Mama would call me and she would say to me, James, come here. James, come here. And then finally Mama would say, did you hear me? And I'm saying, yes, I heard you. But Mama said, you haven't heard me. And the reason I know you haven't heard me is because you're not here. So understand, hear means to obey. It's not just listening to what your parents is saying. It's obeying what your parents is saying. So when Mama says, come here, and if I don't come, then it's just as if I never heard. Because to hear is to obey. I can't say I hear you and then don't do what you say. And that's what Jesus said. Why call me Lord, Lord, and then don't do the things that I tell you? No, you can't say I'm Lord and I tell you to do something and you don't do it. One cancels out the other. So to hear literally means not just to listen, but it actually means to obey. And watch this. It's a giving over of one's will. Even though I'm grown, I submit my will to my parents. If it's right. Only if it's right now. I'm not saying doing something wrong or sinful or illegal. I only submit my will to my parents if it's right. Obey your parents, and that's the key, in the Lord. But I don't disrespect my parents. I don't say, huh. I don't say, yeah. I don't call them by their first name. To me, that is a form of disrespect, is to call your parents by their first name. I know we have a new generation, and a new generation thinks it's okay, but to me, it's just a form of disrespect. In the Old Testament, you will never have a child ever call their parent by their name. No. And if they was obedient to the child, they literally could stone them to death. Thank God for mercy. All right? And sometimes you hear kids and they're very disrespectful. You hear them in the store, and they're very disrespectful to their parents. They're yelling at their parents, screaming at their parents. Some even have the audacity to cuss their parents. But watch this. When we start doing stuff like that, the Bible says things like that, disobedience will shorten your days. Disrespectfulness will shorten your days. Colossians 3:20 says, children, that's Colossians 3:20, children, be obedient to your parents. Listen to what it says, in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Listen, I don't care how grown we think we are. If you want to please God, God says, obey your parents. Honor your parents. Respect your parents. Give honor where honor is due. And to honor means to place value on. You must value. We must value what our parents say. They're not just telling us things just to tell us things. But most of the things they are telling us, they have experience. They've been through. It has value. It carries weight. All right? So it's not enough just to do what your parents say, but you must value them and their position as parent. I'm going to say that again. Respect their position as parent. You have to respect their position. That is a position that God has given them to be your father, to be your mother. You have to respect the position as mother. You have to respect the position as father. Why? Because it is a command from the Lord. Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Again, it is a command. Exodus 20:12, honor, respect, obey, humble, submit to your father and your mother, so that ye may live long in the land, that the Lord your God has given you. Again, in Proverbs 6:20 it says, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light, and the corrections of disciplines are the way to life. So listen, we must listen to our parents, to our fathers, to our mothers who gave you life. And do not despise your mother when she is old. That's Proverbs 23:22. Listen to your father who gave you life. And do not despise your mother when she is old. Proverbs 23:22. So please understand, parents must train their children up in the way that they should go. That's the parents' responsibility. Don't provoke them to anger. That's the parents' responsibility. Children's responsibility is to obey, honor, respect. Parents' responsibility, train up a child in the way he should go so that when he's old, he's not depart from it. Children's responsibility, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor your father and your mother, for this is the first commandment with promise. Then he says in Proverbs 23:25, he says, may your father and mother be glad, and may she who gave you birth rejoice. Don't you want to make your parents happy? Nothing makes a parent more happy than a child doing what he or she is supposed to do when they are not around their parents. Oh, it's easy to obey your parents when you were in their eyesight. But the greatest joy a parent gets is when another parent compliments their child when the parents aren't around. When you're at school, your parents can't see you. What's your behavior now? How do you honor them now? You honor your parents when you're away from them by being obedient, by respecting authority. And that's the key, and that seems to be a big problem that a lot of us have, is obeying, submitting to authority. But the Bible even speaks about that, because 2 Timothy tells us in 2 Timothy 3:1, he says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. 2 Timothy 3:2, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. And sadly to say, look at the generation now. Not all of them. And it's just those few that give the rest of children a bad name, a bad rep. Because the most part, I just believe the most children want to do the right thing. I just believe that. I just want to believe that. But you got some that's going to stir up the crowd, just like in Jesus' name. You got some that's going to stir up the hearts of people and cause them to act out of character. But listen, children, listen. Be your own individual. Don't let other people make up your mind for you. Don't follow the crowd. Make your own decision. Stop letting other people make decisions for you. You have a mind. You know what you've been taught. You know how you've been trained. Don't be influenced by outside forces, people that you don't live with, who are not your parents. If they're telling you to do something illegal, something that is wrong, something that is against the law, don't do it. You weren't trained like that. You weren't taught like that. You weren't raised like that. Okay? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, and the first commandment with promise. that the days may be long upon the land the Lord your God had given you. Again, Proverbs 23:24, the father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. Proverbs 23:26, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes keep to my ways. All these were instruction given to children. Children. And again, I don't care how old you get, to your parent, you're always the child. Yeah, but I'm grown. They shouldn't treat me like a child. I agree with that. But please be respectful. Be obedient. Honor them. Respect them. Revere them. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much you appreciate them. No, we didn't appreciate it when we were getting beatings or whippings. No, we didn't appreciate it then. But parents chastise us because they loved us. And the word correction simply means to make straight again. That's all it means. When I would get out of line, what mama would do, mama would beat me back in line again. And watch this, it didn't kill me. I know now the thing is, you know, parents don't beat their children. We're not talking about abusing, but like I tell children when I talk to youth, I say, listen, y'all have no idea what abuse is. We got beaten. We didn't have time out. Time out was when mama got tired. You just hope mama heard and got tired. That's the only time out we had. Because mama beat you, guess what, until she got tired. And it didn't kill us. It kept me on the straight and narrow, even to this day, because mama loved me enough to chastise me. Mama loved me enough to not let me have my own way. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may go well with you, that ye may enjoy a long life on the earth. Fathers, don't provoke your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord. Listen, and I'm going to wrap it up with this. Listen, please understand, parents, that toys, things, won't replace you as a parent. Things will not replace you as a parent. You can buy them iPhones, iPod, computers, and games, but watch this. None of that will replace you as a mother or a father. None of that. What the child really needs is you. The child needs your love. The child needs you to hug them, you to tell them they're beautiful, you to tell them they can make it, you to encourage them. The child needs to hear the parent saying to them, daughter, son, I love you. I believe in you. You can make it. You can do anything you put your mind. You have to, as parents, we have to encourage our children because children do get discouraged. But as parents, we must encourage them in the Lord. And let them know that they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. You've got to encourage that, instill that in, encourage, instill the fear of the Lord in them. And I say, ultimately, the choice is theirs. You can't make them do right, but you have to train them to do right. Don't let them walk away and say, well, mama never told me or daddy never told me. And watch this. I have to practice what I preach. I can't say to them one thing and do something else. And again, I leave you with these words in Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Finally, Colossians 3:20, Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen, amen. What a great word that was. He gave us a balanced word. You know, he told parents what their responsibilities are and children what their responsibilities are. So it's no excuse. We know clearly what parents are supposed to do, clearly what children are supposed to do. So study the word that he gave. He gave quite a few scriptures, Matthew 19:14, Ephesians 6:1-4 is his base scripture, Proverbs 22:6. Oh, he gave so many great scriptures, Proverbs 3:1, Colossians 3:20, Ephesians 20:12, Proverbs 6:20. So, you know, we got to do what the Lord says. His word is true. His word is awesome, powerful. You don't know how to raise your children? Study the word. She'll tell you. Say, Lord, how do I raise my son? Lord, how do I raise my daughter? And you know he's going to help you. So I thank the Lord for that word. That word was awesome. I'm going to put his sister on live here, Sister Thelma. Good morning, Sister Thelma Holmes. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Sister G, and good morning to everyone that is listening. We thank and praise God for that word because it is the righteous will of God that parents to train their children and children is to obey their parents. I thank God, and my prayer request today would be that we continue to pray for our children. And I also want us to pray for the nation, pray for our president and everyone in authority, that God will change the ways of these people and save them to the uttermost.
Amen.
That's my prayer request today.
Amen.
And God bless all of you all. God bless all of you all.
Amen.
Blessing on everyone that is listening today. I thank God for the radio show. Okay, Sister D, that's it.
All right. Thank God for you, Sister Thelma. That's my neighbor, my prayer partner, and that was her brother that brought the word. Well, I thank God for the word that went forth. For the words of encouragement, thank you, Sister Thelma. And we finally have Sister Jackie on. How you doing, Sister Jackie? Jackie Travis. She's on with us. Jackie, are you on mute? We can't hear you. All right, she'll come on in a few minutes. She's probably still on mute. But you know what? I just want to thank the Lord this morning because His word is so true. His word is so awesome. And I
yes,
think,
Lord. Yes.
Hey, Sister Jackie.
Hey. I made it. No, not you, Reb. Not you. I'm on the radio.
All right. What song are you going to sing this morning, Sister Jackie?
Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
All right. Listen.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't get on early. I was listening. But I couldn't come on because I was busy. But I could hear you all. I heard him. I really appreciate that because some things reminded me I need to go back to do with my daughter. So I'm telling her that she can do it. She can make it. I'm proud of her. You know, encourage her more. So I thank him for that word right there. I needed that this morning. As I was listening, I was like, yeah, that's what I need to do. So I thank him for just reminding me that I do need to do that again and need to continue to do that. So I'm going to sing, Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Amen.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. So Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Well, anybody got want to share a testimony with on a testimony? Testimony time.
I like to say.
Sister Jackie, you got testimony?
No, I just like to thank the Lord for just letting us have a safe and great time during the holidays. And we were out there in the movies when they were doing the shooting or whatever was going on at the movies out there in River City. But thank God we got in the car and told my daughter, come on, let's go, because don't try to find out what's going on. We could be more involved than we need to be.
That's it.
So we just got in the car and the children, like you said, we need to teach them. They're not listening to anyone. They're just doing whatever they want to do, and it's really scary because they're going all down the wrong road, but you can't tell them anything. So it's just pray for our children, pray for my senior citizens because they're getting older, they're getting weaker, and pray for my family. Pray for my daughter that she gets some type of sense of direction in her life. I thank you for that prayer.
All right. Okay, one more person. Brother David kind of quiet this morning. Let me see if he's still on here. He must be gone.
Good morning, Sister.
Good morning, Sister Stacy. How are you?
Hey, man, you asked a prayer request?
No, I'm, well, we can move into prayer requests. I was asking for testimony, but what's your prayer request?
Pray for my family an even greater year than this year. No more struggle.
I don't know if I'm for that no more struggle, because I'm telling you, it's in the struggle to get closer to God. You know, we human beings, we got to be reminded sometimes. So when we struggle, if everything's like life on a silver platter, we forget about God. We got the Rolls Royce. We got the big house with 10 bedrooms and 20 bathrooms. We forget about God. So it's in the struggle that we get closer to Him. So we're going to pray for strength in the struggle. How's that?
That's great.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You were talking about the children, too. And the children just realize when they leave, when they obey our instruction, they're leaving their protection. But then for the kids to lean more to obeying their parents and not listening to other people, too. So just pray
all
for
right.
the whole Miss family. That's it.
Right. Anybody else? Okay, we're going to move on. Let me tell you this. Acts 17:30 says, and at one time God winked at ignorance, but now He's commanding all people everywhere to repent and to come before Him. So, I don't know about you, but some of my neighbors, I've been talking to, praying for my neighbors that Lord would save them. So start praying in your neighborhoods that the Lord would save our neighbors, because everybody, some people may heard of Him, but they don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're praying that our neighbors would be saved and have a relationship with the Lord. We could tell by the way they live that they don't have a relationship with God. Some of them are not saved. So we're praying for salvation for our neighbors. And as Sister Thelma said, for our nation. Yes. All right. So, Minister James Sumter was talking about, the prodigal son and how he backslid and, but I truly believe, and I don't know, God put this in my spirit some time ago, that if we train them up, if we teach them about God from morning till night, that they will not stray. They will not become prodigal children. So I'm praying that the children in this generation will not slide back, but they will run into the presence. They will run. They will want Him more than their necessary food. So time out for backsliding, because God is coming soon. Can't you tell? When you read the word, it says, there's going to be wars, rumors of wars. I mean, they're war breaking out. Sometimes people got war in their own house. Look at the news. This one shot that one, and this one is beating on that one. It's war in the households, not just in the streets and in the nation, but wars in the house. That's where they start. So I'm praying, even little children, they're hitting each other, and parents just letting them fight and They're not telling the brothers how to get along with the sisters how to get along with each other. But I'm praying for peace, Jehovah Shalom in the household, Jehovah Shalom in the streets, Jehovah Shalom's in the cities, and Jehovah Shalom in the nation. In case you don't know who Jehovah Shalom is, he's our peacemaker. So I thank God. Prayer time, prayer request time. Got your sister Selma. She said our children, our parents, and our nation. And let's see, Sister Jackie said her daughter sends a direction, her senior citizen. Anybody, Stacy, I got your family, Greater 2014, Strength in the Struggle, Children Protection. Who else? Prayer request time. All right. Is anybody pressing why? I may not. Somebody hitting something, but I can't really tell what it is. So if you're pressing one, I don't get it. I'm not getting it. I don't want to leave anybody out. Press one. Prayer request time. All right. Sister Mariba, that's who I was waiting for. Hello. Hello, Sister Mariba. How are you? Hello? 972.
I had you on. Good morning, everyone. I had you on mute. Yeah. Sorry for that. Request, let's pray for the president and for the people with this Obamacare and cutback and all this, and also with the, we call it no more money for the, for what is it, they're cutting it out, people have money in it. Somebody help me out.
No.
Well, anyway, let's pray for the economy.
Okay.
Yeah, let's pray for the economy and that my daughter will have the strength to continue to pack her things so she can move, and bless it for Jamal and Merrill in Jesus' name. Salvation, we give God, we have already asked him this. Thank you for salvation. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it.
Thank you, Sister Mariba.
Yes.
Any more prayer requests? Get ready to pray. We have somebody on with us. I don't know who it is. They got an anonymous number down here. I'm going to put you on live. You want to make a prayer request, anonymous name and number? Hello? Somebody anonymous. They got a 111111 number. They came on anonymously. You have a prayer request? All right. They don't want to speak this morning. That's great, but we're glad you're on with us. All right. Prayer request time.
Oh, what I was trying to think about, the unemployment. They're cutting out the unemployment for people. That's what I was thinking about.
All right. Thank you. Okay, well, we're going to pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just adore you. We bless you. We thank you that we could call on your name. And we're grateful that when we call, you've already answered. Hallelujah. We acknowledge you as King. We acknowledge you as Lord. And Father, we thank you that you made the earth. You made everybody in it. You blew your precious breath into our bodies, and we are living souls. And we, Father God, you said, who can know their errors? So we repent for errors, for secret faults, for transgressions, trespasses, little foxes that spoil our vine. Anything, Lord God, that we've done against your will, forgive us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, Father God. And Father, we thank you that you are with us. And when you are with us, who can be against us? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you in the name of Jesus, for our children, for our parents, all throughout the nation, all throughout the world. Father, many people are struggling because they don't have every need met. But we know that you are a God who meets the needs of your people. And so we ask you, Lord, to provide food and clothing and shelter for even the homeless, oh God. Provide the needs for the children, oh God. Let not them go hungry or malnourished. Provide healthy food and healthy water and healthy environments for our children. Many of our children are coming up in environments that are not healthy for them, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, for providing healthy environments for every child in our nation throughout the world. I thank you for our nation, America. Oh, Father God, at one time we truly were one nation under God. We believed in you. We trusted in you. Your name was on our money. Your name was in our schools. Our children called on your name in the schools, oh God. So, Father, we are asking you, Lord, to come back in the name of Jesus. We invite you in our schools. We invite you, first of all, in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We pray for our leaders of our nation to come to the light, oh God. We thank you for our president, oh God, that you put in office. But we ask you for protection. We ask you for wisdom for our President Obama. We ask you for knowledge and understanding of your ways, that he would lead your country into righteousness again, oh God. The country of America, that he would lead us on the righteous path, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I make supplication, prayer, and intercession to give thanks for all the people of our nation and for the leaders of our nation, that we might live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty, O God. Let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord in Jesus' name. And Father, let our leaders fall down before the Lord and let our nation serve you, O God. Let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered. Let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation, and let the enemies let his enemies lick the dust. Turn our leaders' hearts to fear you, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord rule over our nation, and let our nation be glad and rejoice that you are God and you are God alone, in Jesus' name. And we thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing for our children. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sister Jackie's daughter. And, Lord, you know, I remember when I was her age, I needed direction. I needed guidance. I needed wisdom. I needed understanding. So we are praying that for her daughter, for a sense of direction, oh God, that she would seek you and seek your face and ask for direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we are thanking you this morning for Jackie's senior citizens and senior citizens all over the world, that they will come to a knowledge and understanding of you, that you are the Most High God, and that they will call upon you as Lord and be saved from this untoward generation. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for Minister Stacy's family. I thank you for strengthening her family and strengthening her, and I thank you for a greater year in 2014 than ever before. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the great things that you have prepared for her, for her family, because they're trusting in you. Oh, God, it seems like she's in the stage of the Mariba where there's not much available, oh, God. But, Lord, you're able to open up the windows of heaven and pour a blessing down upon her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you that her time and her season is now, in Jesus' name, now. We call it for now. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening her in the struggles that she's going through. You said trials come to make us stronger. So I thank you, Father God, that Sister Stacy is getting stronger with each passing day. In Jesus' name, her husband and her children, they're getting stronger. In the name of Jesus, I pray a hedge of protection around her children, all the children throughout the world, even those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who are going through many struggles on the street. Many children are living on the street. So I pray a hedge of protection around them. I pray the enemy would not exact upon our children, would not use them in prostitution rings, would not kidnap them and murder them. I pray, Father God, that they would not take our children and put them on drugs. In the name of Jesus, We thank you, Lord God, for shutting down the abortion clinic. I thank you that every baby born will be loved and wanted and desired, and they will be treated with love, respect, and kindness. They will be brought up in the most holy faith in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for Obamacare in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that you will give him supporters after your own heart who would undergird him in prayer, who would lift him up daily. I thank you, Father God, for the things that our president is implementing that's according to your will in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for the economy. Oh, God, I thank you that we will trust in your economy like never before. We would not trust in the world's economy anymore, but we would trust in your economy in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that in your economy there are provisions. There is much. A superabundant supply in your economy. Everybody will have their needs met. They will have their cup running over. Mercy will follow them in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mariba's daughter. Oh, God, that you would heal her body. You would strengthen her. You would help her in the move that she has to make. And, Father, send help, help, help. You are a helper. Oh, God, there's no help like you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for her grandchildren. Oh, God, whose name she called. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for them being saved. I decree and declare salvation for us and for our families on Bible Story Land, that not one would go astray, not one would be lost. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're hearing our prayers, oh, God, and that you're answering them. We bless you today. We honor you like never before in Jesus' holy name. And, Father, as I read this poem today, I thank you that people will honor children and esteem them highly. This poem is by Dorothy Notary. It says, if a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns to love the world. It's a nice place to live in. Well, announcement. Zion Hope Academy Tutoring Center is going to become a school in 2014. I'll let you know the exact date. But right now we have the building. We have the desk for the children, and God is supplying the need for the school quickly. So I thank God for all that he's doing for Zion Hope Academy, big hands, little hands. He has great plans for the Christian school, Zion Hope Academy, big hands, little hands. Our children are our greatest asset and the key to our nation becoming greater and a unified nation under God. It lies in our children. So train them up daily in the way they should go. Anybody else have some Minister Sumter? Any words of any comments, any words of encouragement, anything you want to say at this time?
And I just want to encourage parents and children to be obedient to the Word of God. And again, I just want to encourage parents, don't give up on your children. Continue to encourage your children. Continue to pray for your children. And then I want to encourage children to continue to be obedient, honor, respect, and obey your parents. And again, like I say, we continue to pray for our nation and our president and this country, and just pray that our children will learn how to respect authority. Don't mean that authority is always right, but you do have to respect those who have authority over you. Okay, that's very important. We must, as parents, teach our children how to respect authority. We have to. Even Jesus, when he walked the earth, he obeyed the laws of the land. And we too, as Christians, must obey the laws of the land. Amen. So I will encourage everyone, number one, continue to trust God in all your ways and acknowledge him in all your ways and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Encourage parents. Parents, train up your children in the way that they should go so that when they are old, when they are mature, they did not depart from it. Don't provoke your children to anger, to wrath. And then again, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And the first commandment with promise, honor your father and your mother. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And God bless you and your family. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I love each of you, but God loves you even more. God is soon to return. Before he returns, God wants every person to repent and come to him. Consider God's ways and follow him. Follow the first commandment and the second commandment. The first is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. I look forward to speaking to you next Saturday on Bible Storyland. It will be Senior Citizens Day, January 4th, 2014. Hallelujah. So if the Lord says so, we'll be coming on alive. So spread the love of Jesus. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Spread the love of Jesus everywhere you go in Jesus' name. Love y'all.
Hello.